Unalaska is a pretty unique place to explore on foot. The island is small, the mountains are pretty manageably sized, and there's really no tree line to worry about. But there are some risks associated with going out, and would you mind telling us about some of those?
Well, I think the two biggest things that people need to worry about here are the weather and the terrain. Even though for those of us who've lived here a long time, 70 degrees in the summer might feel warm, that's still quite a bit below body temperature. And of course, our normal temperatures are more like 40-something, maybe 50. Hypothermia is a significant risk, even in the middle of the summer. And our terrain, it's relatively soft soil with a lot of loose rock and a lot of holes caused by either animals or running water that can be pretty dangerous for a hiker or backpacker who isn't paying attention to their footing.
All that said, hiking accidents are usually pretty rare here, but we've had a couple back-to-back in a short window of time.
Yes, absolutely. So the most recent one was a young lady who went out on a casual day hike, started earlier in the day, and basically hiked beyond dusk into dark. She initially did quite well. She filed a solid plan with her family, let them know where she was going. But then hiked beyond that plan or outside of that plan. Fortunately, she had a cell phone with her, means of communication. It had a flashlight on it and some of the other things we'll talk about later, equipment you really should bring with you hiking. We got a call directly from her, and we were able to send our responders up there and help her down the mountain. When something like that happens, though, it puts everybody at risk, including our responders. Coast Guard, we had tried to mobilize them, but they were about 7 hours out for a helicopter because they were doing other events. And that was the most recent one. About a month earlier, there was an even more unfortunate event with Jessica Acker, who was hiking in Pyramid Valley. And she was an experienced hiker. She was well-prepared, well-dressed for the environment. And some catastrophic event happened, and it didn't go so well for her. And we ended up finding her that next day, actually, and then we recovered her a few days later. Even beyond that, hiking events in Unalaska are relatively rare. I mean, I would say a handful within a pretty extended period of time.
Sure. So say I'm going to head out for a day hike. What else should I be doing to prepare for a day outside on the island?
Well, and Zach may have a couple of things to add here, but I know personally when I go out on a day hike, at a minimum, no matter what time of year it is, I've got rain gear, some kind of insulating layer, whether it's a wool pullover or something, hat and gloves, water, a little bit of food. How much I carry on food is going to depend on how long I intend to be out there. Very basic first aid kit. Some kind of light, and it may just be the light on my phone, but some kind of light that I could use either to find my way or a signaling device. And those kind of things carried in a day pack, you're not talking about more than maybe 10 pounds. It's not like you're adding a significant burden to what you're carrying. And then wearing whatever other clothing I'm wearing, appropriate to not just the weather when I head out from my house, but the weather that is forecast for the rest of the day and on into the night.
Yeah, checking the forecast seems like it's really important here. Specifically, Zach, do you have any other recommendations for people trying to plan a safe trip outdoors?
Well, a lot of it can be broken down in the acronym Hike Safe. So have a plan. Inform somebody where you're going and really when you plan to return. Those are the two real key components of it. Keep a flashlight and a whistle with you. A flashlight's very important, and it actually helped the hiker that we dealt with recently, but a whistle would have been equally as important. When you're at elevation, the winds are generally a little bit higher, and sometimes the rescuers can't necessarily hear the shouts or cries for help, so that whistle will really save you. Eat well. Eat well before you go, and make sure you stay hydrated and carry plenty of water with you. So that's hike. Mm-hmm. Now, safe. Stay on the trail. Ask for help if you need it. Familiarize yourself with the area and use a map. I mean, it's easy to really just go out on the tundra here because for the most part, you can see quite a ways away. Mm-hmm. But it's also easy to get over a rolling hill and become disoriented. Expect changes in the weather like we talked about. The weather can change here. Just yesterday, I drove from one side of the island to the other and I ran into rain, snow, and beautiful weather. So those are really the key components. Something we didn't touch on also is use a GPS or satellite messenger. And there's a couple different types available. Both of these have had success with hikers out here, and that's the Spot Satellite Messenger mm-hmm. and the ACR Rescue Link, and both are about the size of your hand, maybe a little bit smaller. Within the last 10 years or so, we were the coordination center for a hiker who had hiked to the other end of the island, the south end of the island, and fortunately for him, he had a Spot Satellite Messenger with him. He broke his ankle during the hike, was able to activate that Spot Satellite Messenger, which in turn contacted us. We got a hold of the Coast Guard. He was brought back here and mm-hmm. received his medical attention. You take that little link out of it, and he wouldn't have come back until somebody reported him missing.
If the unthinkable does happen while you're outside exploring, what should you do if you're injured or stranded or lost?
I think one of the key components is first to stop and take stock of what you can do for yourself. You know, considering the time of day that it is, you know, should you just stay put and spend the night and get a fresh start in the morning? You know, or is it weather conditions and a time of day where it would be actually better to go forward? But you do want to, you know, you do want to consider, okay, how can I stay warm? How can I stay dry? How can I stay fed and watered? Because those are going to be significant issues if you do end up being stuck somewhere.
Exactly. And the biggest thing is recognizing you're in an adverse situation, recognizing you're in a bad spot, and then taking inventory of what you have on you. And do you have a rain jacket on? Do you have a signaling device? Do you have a Spot or ACR? And then shelter. If it looks like you're going to be there for a while, figure out a way to find shelter, whether it's taking a bunch of Tundra and shoving it inside your rain jacket to help build that dead airspace or whatever it may be, and signaling. And if you are going to be there for a while, play. Make sure you do something to keep yourself going, keep yourself motivated, and don't lose hope.
And this actually has been brought home kind of recently for me, you know, participating in a couple of the recent rescues and recoveries. Bright clothing. You know, all too often we see people around here, everybody, you know, wearing dark clothing. They're wearing dark blue. They're wearing black. And, you know, really when you're out here hiking, no matter what time of year, something that is bright, you know, red, orange, yellow, even some of the bright blues really stand out. It's easy to think that black might stand out against the snow in the winter, but the reality is black just looks like a rock poking up out of the snow in the winter. And black doesn't necessarily show up very well in the, you know, even in the spring and summer months. But bright colored clothing for your outerwear can really help people find you if we have to send people out to look for you.
You were talking a little bit earlier about the challenges, I think, of, you know, coordinating an air rescue in one of the scenarios that you had within the past month, and also, you know, the risks of going up high. We don't have a very well-developed trail system in Unalaska like you might find in Southeast or South Central Alaska. Are there any additional precautions you should take if you know you're going to be heading off trail, or you should consider if you're out on an established path and you're thinking about veering off to do some exploring?
Let somebody know where you're going. Pull out that map that Zach mentioned earlier. Pull out that map and show them, particularly if I'm going backpacking as opposed to just a day hike. You know, I'll pull out my map. I'll show some friends here to be like, you know, look, this is what I'm planning on doing. This is what I'm going to try to accomplish. These are some alternatives that I might consider depending on what I run into. So not only do they know what my primary plan is, they know what a couple of my backups are as well. And I give, you know, a time of return. Look, I expect to be home by 2 in the afternoon on Saturday. If I'm not home by dinner, there's a problem. So there's this point at which they need to start wondering, hey, maybe we need to, you know, be concerned. And then the point at which, yes, we should definitely be concerned. You know, I think letting people know pretty specifically where you're going to be is one of the best things you can do. Mm-hmm. We don't have a lot of trails. We don't really have a lot of hikers. You cannot expect that somebody's just going to stumble on you if something happens to you. Nobody's going to come out looking for you until they realize, for whatever reason, that you're gone. And leaving a plan with somebody who's also already familiar with the area is, of course, going to be a lot better than leaving it with somebody who's, you know, never set foot off of the paved road system here.
Well, thank you both so much for speaking with me. That's Unalaska Police Sergeant Jennifer Shockley and Fire Chief Zach Chastain. That is all for The Exchange here today on KUCB.